Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Well, hey there, everybody. First of all, sorry about any confusion you currently have going on. I know this is confusing. What we're trying to do here is do some sort of trial runs, try to test some things out. Actually, just to be upfront with you, we were trying to test some things out with a completely different software, and that did not work at all. So then we came into our regular software, which is what we're using right now, to explain to y'all so you understand what's going on. But just so y'all know, and we're still going to talk through some of the things, the changes that are starting next week, which are not that many. But yeah, not a full-on episode. It's more of a trial run type thing. And we just, when you do shit that's live on software, there's no real way to ultimately test it all without going live. So we had to go live, and that's what we're doing. So yeah, this is a little behind the scenes action you guys are witness to here.
I feel bad all the times I made fun of Elon Musk blowing up a rocket.
Right. Yes. So, all right, a couple things real quick. We do have some clips for you to give you a little bit of fun stuff here, but just wanted to also explain, again, it's Friday. This is a tech check. That's what we're attempting to do here. We're not going to Fridays or anything. Here's a summation of the changes, and Mark, you tell me if anything I miss. As we've mentioned multiple times on every recent episode, I think, we're going to once a week going forward on Tuesdays. So still on Tuesdays, but not on Thursdays. Why? Well, a few things, as I mentioned before. One of them was, and it's still going to be who knows how long before it's legal for me to tell jokes in public again. But whenever me and Corey and Drew get back to actually touring, Thursdays are going to be nigh on impossible.
We're getting roasted in the comments, Dre. Just getting fucking roasted.
Yeah, 10 spot says technical difficulties in this show. Yes, it's becoming a bit of a hallmark here. But anyway, that and but also, and you know, call us stupid, call us naively optimistic or whatever. But we also just think that we're trying to be hopeful that there just won't be as much crazy batshit lunacy things to cover going forward.
I'm not hopeful of that at all. Things are going to keep getting crazier for a while.
Well,
I don't know what's going to turn it around, but it hasn't come yet. Yeah.
Another rationale we have internally that I'll share with you now, and who knows how that'll actually play out, is we've told ourselves that in doing it once a week, we'll have more time, like especially between the Tuesday and Thursday shows previously, it was a lot of, I mean, it's 48 hours, and we wouldn't even know what was going to happen in the next 48 hours, what the next show was going to be. Having a full week and the same time every week will hopefully help us kind of craft each individual episode a little bit better. So that's part of it, too. It's Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. Don't even worry about this part at all. It's the SKUs. Let's all just call it the SKUs. But we are going to weekly SKUs, not just because we're changing it to weekly, but because some smart-ass motherfucker out there scooped evening SKUs out from under me immediately. Drat. I'm an idiot and didn't think about any of that. And I'm talking about the domain name, the social media names, all that. Evening SKUs was taken by someone, and I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I pay that asshole to get that name back. So
I think you earned it personally. I think you earned it.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the hustler.
To the punch. So yeah. That's why it's going to be called Weekly SKUs starting on Tuesday. And we have a website. Producer Matt's been real busy. WeeklySKUs.com, Facebook pages, all that stuff. We will still be going live from the same pages we have been. But if you could check out the Weekly SKUs pages and follow us there, it would help kind of consolidate things in the future. But don't worry, we'll still be going live on the same platforms we have been previously. What else, Mark? Is there anything I didn't cover?
A minor change. We're pulling a bit of a Darren from Bewitched Aunt Viv, and the role of Mark Agee will now be played by Corey Forrester. but don't worry about it. basically we had to fit this into our, like, if we're going to keep doing it in non-pandemic time, we had to figure out how to fit this into our lives because we don't make any money doing it right now, which is fine. Yeah, but we got to plan in a world where we're doing this and also have jobs, and Trey has to raise his kids and shit too. So,
But the show itself will remain largely the same. Thank you to all of you all who filled out that little survey we sent out. That's also helpful. I don't know what else we need to cover in this little tech check we're doing here, but I mean,
I'll tell you, look, we could preview Tuesday's show. We know what Tuesday's show is going to be all about. It's going to be recapping some of our favorite dumbasses who are spending the weekend coughing all over each other at CPAC in Orlando.
CPAC, baby.
You want to know what's going on at CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a place where, it's like Juggalo for people that think Ted Cruz is, it's gathering of the Juggalos for people that think Ted Cruz is cool. All right. And if you want to know what it's like, Matt, roll the statue clip if you have it.
Awesome.
What was that?
Trump's up.
That is so cool, he said.
Yeah. Yes.
That is a
Dog's Dragon says their literal golden idol. Yes, exactly. There's just
anybody who's read the Book of Exodus knows why this is a bit of a problem for the Christian nationalist party.
It's so on the nose, man. You know what I mean? I mean, not that's ever been, you know, one of their strong points, being, you know, subtle or nuanced, but it just blows my mind. We see these people over Dolores over here, and a couple other people said, "No, Mark, don't leave. Mark ain't leaving. Mark will still be
no,
here.
No.
I'll drag Mark into the grave with me as far as the show goes."
I was just joking. I got nowhere to go, ma'am. It's fine.
But yeah,
I didn't get a better offer from the Breakfast Club or something.
What do you think?
Totally the funniest
golden
podcast
idol thing. The like, how much, if any, self awareness do you think exists that, like, the person who came up with that, is it literally just Trump's so awesome, you know what we need is a golden statue of him? And it never occurred to any of them, even though they're all Bible thumpers, presumably, or a lot of them are, about the whole the golden calf thing. Or,
yeah.
Okay, because that's crazy. I mean, it's not. It's very believable, but it's just so, I mean, this what I'm about to say gets parroted about these people all the time, but it's true. It's like if you were writing a fictional movie about all this and you tried to include that, I think you'd get pushback from people, you know, that were like, that's a bit much. Like, that's too far, you know, but they do this all the time. A bit much is their whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Bible thumping is when you're thumping a Bible, you're not reading it. right. So I think that's pretty much, I mean, like, it's not like this isn't an original observation, but they're not a very Christ-like people in general.
Right. Okay, so we'll do another we got another one for you. Again, these are little preview clips for our show on Tuesday where we're going to talk more in depth on CPAC. A lot of dumb shit, but we've got another clip for you.
So CPAC makes his money on sponsorships, and apparently this guy bought a between speaker ad, and I can't, like, but we're going to be overwhelmed with so much content by Tuesday. This wouldn't make the cut, but I wanted the world to see it because it's fucking fantastic. Hit it, Matt.
The Last Samurai is right back.
Aloha, American conservatives. My name is Genki Fuji. I'm a Japanese journalist and an author of more than 70 books on international relations. I run online.
You cannot write 70 good books.
No.
Throw that out there.
And American conservatives. President Trump fought against.
We should
Chinese
check out some of this guy's stuff.
Yeah.
So this is an ad this guy bought. The Samurai Futurologist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought when I saw this clip pop up earlier, I thought that they booked this guy. Like this was like an appearance he made via, you know, pre-recorded video from Japan or whatever. I mean, either way, it's hilarious. But yeah.
I just love that you called it President Trump an American samurai, which is extremely funny because if there's things Trump is famous for, it's tremendous physical agility and a dedication to honor.
Yeah, honor. Yes. Yes. A strict code. I was going to say, like, there's a, just to get a little nerdy here for a second, there's a metal song I really like called Shiroyama from the band Sabaton that's about, and it's like them just hollering, and it's this hardcore metal song that's got lyrics like, Bushido dignified, it's the last stand of the samurai, right? And it's hardcore as fuck. This is so bad it makes me like that a little less. I also read the book Shogun, which is really good, all about samurais. And I'm just saying, this dude's doing a real disservice to samurais here, who have always been pretty cool. And like, I wouldn't have thought you could make samurais uncool, but here we are with this dude. Where's the futurologist part come into it? What's he predicting? Trump's return to global power or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know, but I just can't. I'm still thinking about the golden statue because Matt says he doesn't know. I have any idea what's going on with the screen. I was like, why is Matt playing around with the old tech? We know how the old tech works, but that's hilarious.
Or do we, Mark?
I'll say this, then we can like figure out how to wrap it up so Matt doesn't kill himself. the golden statue is so funny because they made it skinny Trump, right?
Of course.
It's still solid. It's still solid gold, but they made it so skinny that the solid gold statue of Trump is probably still lighter than the regular Trump. Sorry. Got to get a fat joke in there.
So, yeah, I guess that'll do it for us here. Again, we were going to test some shit, but we're on our old shit, so why test new shit on the old shit? That makes sense to y'all. Headlines are, we're still going to be here on Tuesday just like before, but it'll be just Tuesdays. Same time, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, every Tuesday. Same general format, same scorching commentary that you've all come to love and appreciate. And yeah, check out Weekly Skews, the pages, the Facebook pages, and the website and all that. But we'll still be going live from the same places as before, too. So you won't have any trouble finding us. But that's pretty much it, I think. Thank you for joining us for this debacle of a trial run or tech check or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, that's how we do. So we'll see y'all Tuesday, and everything will be just fine. I promise.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.